From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Over 400 are killed in a stampede near Mecca. At least 450 people have been killed, hundreds injured in a stampede Thursday at the annual Hajj pilgrimage, according to Saudi authorities. The crush occurred in Mina, a large valley some 5 kilometers from the holy city of Mecca that has been the site of Hajj stampedes in past years. Mina is where pilgrims carry out a symbolic stoning of the devil by throwing pebbles against 3 stone walls. It also houses more than 160,000 tents where pilgrims spend the night during the pilgrimage. The Saudi Civil Defense Directorate earlier said at least 450 other pilgrims were injured in the stampede. It was not immediately clear if some of those previously listed as injured were included in the rising death tolls. 2 suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital Thursday, killing at least 25 people attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday. The blast in Sana'a hit a mosque run by the Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. No immediate claims of responsibility. This attack comes 2 days after President Abu Rabu Mansour Hadi ended his exile and returned to Aden after pro-government forces backed by Saudi-led airstrikes pushed the Houthis back from the city. Pope Francis continues making history on his U.S. trip Thursday when he addresses a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. Francis celebrated his first Mass on U.S. soil late Wednesday in Washington. Francis also presided over the first canonization in the U.S. of a Spanish missionary, Junipero Serra, who spread the word of the search in what is now California. Earlier Wednesday, the Pope appealed to the United States to take urgent action to help slow climate change. This is VOA News. The revelation that Volkswagen equipped millions of its vehicles worldwide with software. That evaded emission controls has dealt a serious blow to the reputation of the German car industry. The United States has opened a criminal investigation into Volkswagen cars sold here, and other countries say they will do the same. The crisis already has cost Volkswagen more than $28 billion in market value, with its stock price plummeting. Slata Chahok reports.
U.S. authorities will be investigating close to 500,000 Volkswagen vehicles equipped with the stealth software. Volkswagen chief executive Martin Winterkorn resigned Wednesday, and the company said it has set aside $7 billion to help cover the cost of the scandal. Potential penalties could be much higher than that.
In terms of image, that it's very damaging to Volkswagen, and just saying sorry isn't going to be enough. It's going to cost them a lot of money.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Justice Department have launched a criminal probe to investigate possible violations of the U.S. Clean Air Act, wire fraud, false statements to regulators, and other crimes. Authorities from France to South Korea also said they would investigate. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has told her country's 16 state governors that Europe's agreement on a quota plan to accommodate 120,000 immigrants is a sign of unity, but cautioned that it is only a first step. She said at a meeting in Berlin Thursday that Europe is still very far from where it needs to be in dealing with the situation. She said the violence in Syria that caused the displacement of so many people can only be resolved with help from the United States, Russia, and the Middle East. On Wednesday, European Union leaders agreed to give $1.1 billion to international aid agencies helping refugees at camps near their home countries. The European Council President Donald Tusk made the announcement after an emergency summit in Brussels ended early Thursday.
It is clear that the greatest tide of refugees and migrants is yet to come. Therefore, we need to correct the policy of open doors and windows. Now the focus should be on the proper protection of our external borders and on external assistance to refugees and the countries in our neighborhood.
Tusk said the leaders from the 28 EU countries agreed on increased aid to countries like Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey, which are hosting millions of refugees from war-torn Syria. More on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.